Now we invite you to church. Savannah's First African Baptist Church was recently honored by the Georgia Historical Society for its role in the civil rights movement, from hiding people on the Underground Railroad to being the site of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s first public speech in 1944. GPB's Ryan McFadden recently went to a Sunday service and brings back this audio postcard.
My name is Thurman N. Tillman, and I'm pastor at First African Baptist Church at Franklin Square, Savannah, Georgia. First African Baptist Church is the oldest black church in North America. It's the oldest black church because in 1773, George Lyle, who was a slave, was granted permission to preach up and down the Savannah River. In December of 1777, he constituted the church here in Savannah. When we talk about civil rights, we talk a lot, of course, about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Ralph Mark Gilbert, who was the 13th pastor of First African Baptist Church, was a mentor to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Gilbert was ahead of his time, though, when it comes to civil rights, because Dr. Gilbert was able to get the first 9 black police officers hired in Savannah. He was very instrumental all through the civil rights movement, making sure that the NAACP was formed. He actually helped form or start the state NAACP and reactivated the Savannah branch of the NAACP. And he served as president of that organization. When I first came as pastor, probably for the first 5 years, the history really didn't faze me. I didn't think a lot about the history. I can almost remember when the history did hit me. One day when I was in the sanctuary and thinking about the building that we worship in now that was built in 1859 by members of the congregation who were mostly enslaved, it made me remember that they used money that they could have used to actually purchase their freedom or the freedom of their families, and chose to build a sanctuary to God. I really do believe that come 1863, around the same period that they were finishing this building and beginning to worship in it, Abraham Lincoln signs an Emancipation Proclamation that not only frees them, but frees whoever in slave states throughout this nation.
That story was produced by GPB's Ryan McFadden. To see pictures of Savannah's First African Baptist Church, visit gpbnews.org. And that's our show for today, but we would love to hear from you. Do you know a historic place, maybe that doesn't get enough attention? Call us and let us know about it at 404-500-9457. You can also reach us on Facebook or on Twitter. It's at OST Talk. For today, that's on Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. Have a great day.